This is Community Close Up, a public affairs presentation. Today we present Focus on Domestic Violence.
Hello again. This is Samantha Phipps, the director of the Family Violence Coalition. I'm taking David Pike's place. Today with me is Tracy Black with Mitchell County Safe Place. Today we're going to talk about some New Year's issues, resolutions, dreams, hopes, aspirations. But before we get into that, I wanted to let everyone know that in prior spots with David, I have been talking about the Yancey County Family Violence Coalition developing a calendar called Men of Yancey County Against Domestic Violence and Sexual Assault. Those calendars are now available. They've turned out beautifully, we think, and are for sale at our thrift store, which is located on West Main Street in Burnsville, and they're also going to be sold in different retail establishments, and I will announce those later and put those establishments in the paper. But we do need for folks to buy these calendars. It's a fundraiser, but also a public awareness piece. And we think you'll enjoy using them throughout the year.
And they're a great calendar.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I've shared with Tracy today. She's looked through them. Today is January the 11th, and we're into the new year a little bit. And, Tracy, do you ever come up with resolutions and you just don't follow through with them?
I've done that for years.
Yeah. They last for about 2 weeks.
And oh, yeah.
I'm always going to do sit-ups or something, and I'll do sit-ups maybe 3 times and give up on it. Then I get really upset with myself. So this year, what are some things that you're going to focus on more instead of resolutions?
Well, I'm going to start looking back a little bit, and something that I've done with DV victims for a long time is so often DV victims have lost sight of who they are and what they want in mm-hmm. life. They might know what their husband wanted. They might know what their kid's favorite color is or favorite soda pop.
Right.
But they don't know what theirs is.
Right. And when they were little girls, they had dreams, didn't they?
Exactly. And I try and get people to start thinking about, what did you want to do when you grew up?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, you might not want to be a ballet dancer anymore.
Right.
But you might have some interest in the arts and want to get involved that way.
Mm-hmm.
And then start working on things little step at a time.
Right, right. And you can't look back with regret and say, oh, well, I've goofed up and blah, 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 and make yourself feel bad over it. You just have to start setting small goals for yourself to achieve. And maybe you can't jump right in and finish a 4-year degree, but maybe you need to do your GED first and then do a 2-year degree, and then maybe the 4-year degree will come along. But enjoy it along the way.
Well, you know, it's the ancient Chinese proverb is that the longest journey starts out with a small step.
Exactly. And then you take another step and another step, and we just have to do that. One of the things, when you talked about a Chinese proverb, it hit me about me and my metaphor about the butterfly. We have changed our logo over at Family Violence Coalition.
Yeah, I noticed.
Yeah, and do you like the door?
Oh, I love it.
Well, what we're doing is we're focusing on having a butterfly and a dragonfly, because the whole butterfly metaphor is that it has to emerge from a cocoon. It has to struggle coming out of that cocoon. You can't help it. And then when the butterfly does come out, its wings spread out, and it can fly and be free and be this beautiful new creature. So we're focusing on that. And also there's a dragonfly because my 11-year-old explained to me that a dragonfly only lives for one day. And somebody correct me if I'm wrong, but it doesn't know it's just going to live for one day. So it enjoys that one day. And I want anybody who enters our doors at Family Violence Coalition, whether they're males or females, to realize this is a new beginning. It's not the end of the road. It's a new beginning, and you're going to be a beautiful new creature when you reemerge from some of our programs. And one of the things we're excited about, and I think you guys will too be excited over Mitchell, is we're going to finally have an abuser treatment program in Yancey County. And
that's very important. It's been... We've had a lot of problems with getting the judges to sentence men abusers to abuser treatment because there haven't been any readily accessible.
Yeah, yeah. And I have been frustrated, too, in when I worked for DSS in a couple of different counties, in having to send people either to Marion or over to Asheville. And especially in inclement weather, it was just really dangerous to be sending people to all these groups out of county. So now we're going to be announcing very soon when our groups will start in Yancey, and we will also serve Mitchell County, Avery County, and Madison County. And Sarah Wells is going to run that group for us. So if interested, you can always call us at 678-3436 if there's an interest in that. Usually this program is court-ordered, or DSS will ask that people do that as a part of their case plan. And ultimately, we'll have the abuser treatment program groups running for men as well as women, but separately. Well, I think we've about wrapped up everything that we can for today. So in Mitchell County, if you have a domestic violence or sexual assault need, call
765-4044.
And in Yancey County, our crisis line is 682-0056. Thank you for listening.